I've also got to figure out where we were yesterday. Okay, we're on where we left off yesterday, which is Yud Zayin Amud Beis, by Rabbi Yochanan. Yeah, on the first wide line. Yeah. So, Amma Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, Gold of Tshuva. Tshuva's great. Shemikra'as gezar dinoy shalodom. Can it even be, rip up a gezar din that's against a person? Shnema hashmein leva omazeh. That was fattened the heart of this nation. For oznov hachech beid. It was heavy ears. Ve'ein of hesha. And sealed eyes. Because lest pen yireba inov, he doesn't want to see. But oznov yishma, he is going to hear. V'lo v'yovin, and his heart's going to understand. And what's going to come out? B'shav v'rapoloi. He's going to do tshuva and have a spiritual healing. So you see over there that basically he can get a. Well, you see. So I'm a rapapa. Rapapa says labaye. Over dilma lifne gazardin. How do you know that's before, after the gazardin? Maybe it's before the gazardin. So Abai says to him, I'm a lay, but rafa like siv. He gets a healing. Yeah, ezu hudova shatzerich rafua. What needs a rafua? Have you ever ze gazardin? That means, right, when a person's having a gazardin against him, he needs a rafua. So meisve. So basically, we're holding that Rabbi Yochanan holds that tshuva can tear up the gazardin. So meisve. Hoshe bin time, if a person did tshuva in the interim, we're talking in the asaras yemei tshuva, moichlin though, you're going to forgive him. Yeah, lo shav bin time, if he missed the 10 days, afilu hevi kol eile nevayos, even if he brought all of the fattened rams of nevayos, shabbat oilam in the world, ein moichlin lo, there's nothing doing. So you see over there, you can't get, tshuva doesn't help. So lo kasha. Haba yachid, haba tzibor. No, it depends. If it's with a yachid, true, you can't do it. But with tzibor, you can. Meisvei. Einei Hashem elokecho bo. The eyes of Hashem over Israel. Itim latova. Sometimes this works good. But itim latova ra, sometimes it's going to work out bad. Like this. So itim latova, when is it good? Yeah, Kate said, Haresh ha Yisrael rushoim gemurim, barosh Hashanah. They had a bad Rosh Hashanah. Apostle Hem Geshomim Watim, and they had basically a bad quota of rain for the year. But because Hashem's looking at it's Klal Yisrael all year, Lasof Chazru Behem, they did tshuva. So what's Hashem going to do? So Lahoisiv Aleim Ef Shah, Hashem can't add on. Why? Shekvar Nigzar Gezeira, Hashem already made the psak that they got. This was the quota. So Ella, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Moiridam Bizmanam, Hashem basically takes him in the exact time, Allah Oritz Asrich Alehem, on the ground that is needed for them, a call of fear Oritz.
Even that Tzibor is too late.
That's what we said earlier.
This is amazing.
Well, yes, this is, yeah, we're going to say, yeah, he's going to speak it out, yes, he's going to focus in, yeah? Right, so, we're going to say, so, Ethim Lara, and sometimes it's bad, right? Kate's sad, it can get worse. What's this? Shahari Yisrael Tzadikim Gomorim by Rosh Hashanah. They were Tzadikim Gomorim, a Poskol Lehem Geshomim Merubim, and then they had a good quota. A Lasof Chazru Behem, the Chazru Behem in the bad way. So Lifchois Mehem Ef Shah, now you can't reduce the quota. Shikvar Nigzer Gezerah, because the same already made the Gezerah. So Elo Kodesh Baruch Hu Moridom Shalob Bizmanah, but Hashem's going to make it come out in the wrong times. Allah Eretz She'enu Tzrich Lehem, on the ground that doesn't need it. So end of Brisa. So now, comments to Gemara. So, Latoiva, according to what you're saying, Rabbi Yochanan, if it's for the good, miha likra'a ligzardinahu, why doesn't he tear up the gzardin? Yeah, Allahoisiv lahen, and add on, so you cash on Rabbi Yochanan. To answer the Gemara, Shani Hassam, it's different over there. Yeah, Efshar Bahachi. Is Efshar Bahachi, quoting about focused rain. You can have focused rain and it's going to, it'll do the job, so you don't need to go against the normal rules. Okay, Tashma. Yori Yom Ba'ani Ois. The people who go, the sailors who go in the ships, Oisim Malacha, they're doing the working, B'mayim Rabim, or in the seas, Heima Ra'u Ma'isi Hashem. They see the great deeds of Hashem V'goyma. V'yoyma, when Hashem said, V'ya'a made Ruach, and there was he brought a Ruach Sara, a stormy wind, V'tarom Eim Golov, and there's big waves, Yechoygu, it was reeling, Yanu, and the people were staggering, Kashiko, like they were drunk people, or maybe the ship, right? Vagoyma, Yitzhak, well, Hashem, they cried out to Hashem, but Tzar Lahem, when in this difficult, in the dire straits, Vagoyma, Vayodul Hashem, and then Hashem answered them, and they praised to Hashem, Chasdoy, Vagoyma. So, this being the story of salvation, so Asa Lahem, Samanios, Ka'akin Varakin. If you look over there, in that capital Tehillim over there, there's actually these like strange, backwards, upside down nuns over there. So these are the Samanios, and they work as Ka'akin Varakin Shabbat Torah, like when it says Ach in the Torah and Rak in the Torah, that is like a mute. Yeah, Loimelacha is coming to tell you, Tsaku, it depends like this. Tsaku, Kodim Gazardin, if they cried out and prayed to Hashem before the Gazardin, then it's Nen, and then it can be answered. But if they were late, and Tsakadul Achan Gazardin, it was already after the Gazardin already, yeah, Ein Nenin. End of Brysa. So you see over here, yeah, that basically after the Gazardin, nothing doing, it's just game over. So answer the Gemara, no. Hani Nami, Ki Yichidin Dami. No, these sailors, even though there's a minion of people over there, but they're looking out for themselves, and they don't really have a kvius chibul together, so therefore you like Yichidim, so that's not a kasha. Tashma, Shaila Bluria Hagioris. She asked the Shaila Bluria Hagioris, Esther Rabban Gamliel, from Rabban Gamliel, Ksipa Torah Aschem, it says in the Torah, Asher lo yisofonim, that Hashem doesn't basically show favor, thank you. Ksiv yiso Hashem ponav alecha, but then it says in a different part that Hashem does take, do favor, so what's going on? It's Steve in the Pesukim. So Nitfola Rabbi Yossi Cohen, Rabbi Yossi Cohen accompanied her. So Amala, Em Shechol Amashal, I'll tell you a Amashal, to Lamar Adav Adom, what's this like? La Odom Shenoise Bechaveiro, Mona. A person who's lending his friend a Mona, 100 coins or whatever, yeah. Cover Lo's man, and he fixed the time, Bifnei HaMelech, and in order to make it a strong loan, he said, I'm going to pay you back in front of the king. Yeah, V'nishba Lo B'chai HaMelech, and he said, I may even made a shvua that in the life of the king, I'm sure going to pay you back. And what happened? Hegia's man, the time arrived, but Lo Poro, he didn't pay him. So Balafai said the Melech, he felt, whoops, he slighted the Melech over here. But the Melech said to him, I'll forgive you that you basically, slighted me. However, leich go and pious, and you should appease as your chaverecha, your friends, yeah. Because basically, there's two aspects: there's the bein aron lamakom, there's bein lachavero, basically, in the marshal over here. So achanami can the avero shabein aron lamakom. That's when Hashem can forgive and show favor, and can the avero shabein aron lachavero. Then that's when Hashem wants to show favor. So that's the answer the story between the Sukkim. That's not what we need, but we need Ad Shabbat Rabbi Kiva. This is what we want. It's brought over here for Rabbi Kiva said the limaid. He says this is the resolution. Can koidem gezardin? It depends if it's before the gezardin. Then you can change it, and the Shem will show favor, even though it maybe not. He doesn't deserve it. And can lachah gezardin? But it's after the gezardin, then it's game over. So kasha Rabbi Yochanan. So answer the Gemara again. Say hacha nami biyochid. This is talking about an individual. Okay. So basically that's the answer of Rabbi Yochanan. We did not disprove him, but we kind of limited it, and we said that basically, if he's a yochid, it seems that it's not going to help. But you should actually know, says the Gemara, but gezar din de yochid, gufe is a tanoi. Actually, there are opinions that hold, even if it's a gezar din of a yochid, that it can be torn up. Hey, the Tanya. Hiya Rebbe Meir Omer. Rebbe Meir used to say, Shnaim she'olu l'mita. Two people got really sick and they were bedridden. V'cholion shava, and they had the exact same sickness. V'chein Shnaim, a similar situation. Shnaim she'olu l'gordom. They went to the capital punishments court, Lidon, to be judged. V'dinam shava, they both have similar crimes. Zeh, now going back to the sick people, Zeh Yorad, he got down from his bed, meaning he got better. Zeh Lu Yorad, and this one did not get down from his bed. Zeh Nitzol, this one got out, was saved from prison and the death sentence, and Zeh Lo Nitzol. Mipne Ma Zeh Yorad, why did this person get out of his bed? Zeh Lo Yorad. And why is Zeh Nitzol, this one was saved from prison? Zeh Lo Nitzol. So, answers the Gemara, Zeh Hispalel V'Ne'ena. So you see, it must be that one davened and got answered. Zeh Hispalel V'Lo Ne'ena, and he wasn't answered. Oh, so the question is, Mipne Ma Zeh Ne'ena? Why was answered and one wasn't answered? So Zeh Hispalel Tefila Shelim, because one of them davened prop with Kavana, Venena, and Zeh Lo Hispalel Tefila Shelim. He didn't daven with Kavana, Lo Ne'ena. Now, so, and Rabbi Elazar, he says, I'm a different explanation. So why did one get out of bed, from like recover, one got out of prison, and the other not, the other one not? I'm a can, koim gizardin, can la'achal gizardin. One is before the gizardin, and one is after the gizardin. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says that over here, so we can work back, yeah, in the Shita of Rabbi Meir, that he holds that he's not concerned about the gizardin, and if a tefillah shema will get you out of the gizardin.
So even though they were both in the same situation,
yeah,
one was after gizardin, one was before.
That's according to the second answer.
Yeah.
But according to the first answer, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It just depends if you davened. Yeah,
one
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So they both davened really well, but one was after the gizardin, so you can't, once the gizardin, you can't change it, because it's an individual. But with Rabban, so some people are not like that. Some people say that the machlokes tonight is Rabbi Yitzchok, but I wasn't really sure, because Rabbi Yitzchok sometimes seems to be an Amoira, so that was bothering me. But I saw in the art scroll that they learned it was Rabbi Yitzchok with the tonight over here.
Sense, right? Because
Rabbi
used to say that's
I know, but Rabbi Yitzchok says that.
Yeah, no, I'm saying.
It makes sense, but Rabbi Yitzchok
is explicitly talking about after Gemardin, whereas it's Rabbi
Meir. Yeah, true, but it says it's a machlokes tanoim. And Rabbi, well, if it's no, it's an amoy. No, well, understand, but if it's an amoyra, he can't have a machlokes tanoim for you, an amoyra. That was my issue, because before if you noticed, we had a lot of statements of Rabbi Yitzchok before, and it seemed like it was an amoyra. That's what bothered me. But whatever, the art score's fine. That's what they say. They say Rabbi Yitzchok, the other Tanna says, I think it could be even the Ritva maybe says it. Yofet tzarka la'adam bein koydim gazardin bein achal gazardin. Fine. So he says it's state. Okay. So now, and then now the Gemara's going to ask: is it true though a gazardin de tzibo mi mikra? Is the Gazar din of a tzibo really? So that was a given. We took that. Yeah, so revocable. Thank you. So, Vahak Suvechad Omer. One posik says, Kabsi Mira Libech. You should wash from the stains of your heart. Basically, you can succeed in getting the stains out. And it says another posik, Ki imti Kabsi Vinesa. Even if you're going to wash with Nesa as a cleaning agent. Vatabi lach bor, it's another cleaner agent, you lose lots of it. Nechtam, it's going to be stained avonech lefonoi, your sin before me. So you see over here, so my lav can kodim gazardin, so one's talking about before the gazardin that you can have a good cleansing, and can lachar gazardin that you cannot have a good cleansing. Okay, so the Gemara says no. Lo, idiv idi la'achar gazardin. Both are after the gazardin, but there's another factor over here which we didn't realize. Lo kasha kan b'gazardin shiyeshim o shavua. One is a gazardin that has a shavua with it as well. That you can't break. And kan b'gazardin she'ein im o shavua. And this is a gazardin that doesn't have a shavua, which we're going to see. Kedar Rav Shmuel bar Ami, da Amar Rav Shmuel bar Ami, ve'imri la Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonason. How do we know that the gzardin has an additional factor of a shvua as well? She'enu nikra, that it can't be torn. Shneema ulachein nishbati lebeis eli. Hashem made a shvua to base eli. Im yischape oven base eli. They made sins with it. They weren't doing the right job as kohenim. Vezevach mincha. The zevach minchas, even if they're doing like mitzvahs, it's not going to help. Then they're going to die young. Regoima. So you see over there, basically, there's no breaking that. Now, there's a kind of a loophole, though, says a loophole where Hashem left a way of getting around it. Amar Rava, b'zevach mincha einu mischapa. True, when Hashem said it, that with korbanos, I'm not going to help. About mischapa b'torah. But if a person learns Torah, he can, if he's from descended from Beis Eli, he can live longer. And Abaye Amar, b'zevach mincha einu mischapa. True, like Rabbi said. About mischapa b'torah, and in addition, or also, gemilas chesodim. So Rabbi v'Abaye, mid-Beis Eli, this was halacha l'maisa for them, because they were calling him. Okay, we base Eliot Kaosu. So Rabba the Osuk the Torah. Rabba was involved in Torah. V'chaya Armim Shnin. He lived for 40 years, which is what they used to buy about 18. They used to die about 18 if you were from base Eli. So he lived for 40 years. Abaye the Osuk the Torah. Gemilas Chosdim. Chaya Shishim Shnin. He lived for 60 years. Okay, Tanurabon. So here's another thing we're talking about base. Eli over here still. Mishpacha achas ha'isa b'shulayim. There was a family in Yushalayim. Shehayim meiseha, that is, the people who would die, meisin b'nei yudches, and when they were 18 years old. Shana, bo'o v'hoidiyu es Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. They went to Rabbi Yochum and Zakkai. They wanted a tikkona, a bracha from the Rebbe. Yes, amalehem. He said to them, Shema mishpachas Eli atem. Perhaps your descendants from the family of Eli Kohen. Dichsi be, that's said with the gods to him, v'chol mar b'speisecha. Right, all the people who grow from your household, Yumusu Anashim, when they get to manhood, they will die. So he said, I'll give you an eight. So, Lechu v'osku b'Torah, go and learn Torah, v'chayu, and you will live. So they listened, the Holchu v'osku b'Torah, they went and they got involved in Torah, v'chayu, and they lived. V'chayu koin oiso mishpachos, they called that mishpachos Rabban Yochanan al Shemo. They called it, this is the... Basically, this his family, because it was his schus that they continued to live for longer. Okay, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Inya, Mishmei de Rav. Minayin leGzar Din Shel Tzibor She'enu Nechtam. How do we know? This is a strange statement. The Gzar Din of the Tzibor never gets sealed. So wait a second. Enu Nechtam. How can you say that? It says V'chziv Nechtam Avonei Chlifonai. That it's stained your sin before me, meaning it's fixed, it's sealed. So El, that can't be what he said. El Afal Gav, it's going to say Afal Gav Shnechtam. Even though it's sealed, it's Nikra. You can still be, can still tear it up. Shneema, because from this following pasuk, it says Hashem Elukenu is like our God. B'chol Koreinu, anytime we cry out to Hashem, Elov, he's going to answer us. Okay. Ah, fine. But that's good. But we've got a pasuk that seems to say not like that. It says Ksiv. So you should seek out Hashem in the time that he's found. So what's going on? That sounds like it's limited. So he says, no, hosom b'yochid. When it's yochid that we know is limited, we're going to speak about the time frame. And habat sibor, that's all year round. So b'yochid emas. When is a yochid? When's that time of the dear Shua Hashem? It's Amar Rabba Baravua, Elu Asara Yomim Shebein Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim. It's the 10 writes the Eseres Yimei Tshuva. Yeah. And we're going to prove that now. We're going to have a machlokis with regards to novel that he got an extra 10 days of life, and there's two reasons. So vahike aseres yomim, it was after ten days for yogov Hashem es novel, and then Hashem struck novel. So these aseres yomim might have been tayu. These 10 days basically sound like Hashem wanted to strike him beforehand, but he held back for 10 days. Why did he get 10 days extra in his life? So Amar Rabbi Yehuda, the first one is not connected to what we're saying, because it says, but we just brought in anyway. I'm a Rav. It's Keneged Eselegimos. It's corresponding to the 10, basically, gave drinks. Shenosan Novel Avdei David, to the servants of David. And through the schus of that, he got an extra 10 days. Right? Cup Keneged Day. Yeah, Rav, and this is why this brought in over here, though. So Rav Nachman Amar, Rabbi Baravu, he says, Ye'elu Asara Yomim, these are the 10 days. Shabain Rosh Hashanah Liyom Kippurim, that Hashem gave novel time to do tshuva, so that's why he was given an extension of 10 days, and he didn't do tshuva, and therefore game over. Okay, just finishing off, we're going to just go to the Mishnah, and then we're done. Okay, Barosh Hashanah, we're going back to the Mishnah. Kol by Olam, all the people of the world, Ovrim Lefonov Kibnei Maron. We got in front of Hashem like Bnei Maron. So what is my Bnei Maron? What is the Bnei Maron? So there's three answers. First one, Hacha in Babel, Togimun, we explained. K Vinei, like the sons of Imrona. Of Imrona is sheep. Basically, they go like sheep. And when a person takes Maisa Behema from sheep, yeah, you make them go out of the gate in a line, because you want to find out which one's number 10, so you can put a bit of red paint on him. So Reish Lakish Amar, Kamalus Beis Maron. It's like the heights of Beis Maron, which is basically, you've got to go single file over there, because it's dangerous. You don't want to fall off the cliff or something bad to happen to you. So therefore, Hashem sees everybody individually. The judge, okay, so Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he says, and a third explanation is Kichailus Shel Beis David, like the soldiers of Beis David. And Rashi points out that Maron is like a lotion of majesty or malchus or something like that. So basically, apparently, when the soldiers would go out to war, they would go single file and they would be counted. Now, Amar Rabba Bochana, Amar Yichanan, V'chulon, all of them, and Iskarim B'skira Achas. even though they're going in single file, actually Hashem sees them all in one glance and he sees them all together. So Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok af anan namitzini, we've also seen that in our Mishnah, because it says in the Pasuk over there, it says a yotze yachod libom. It says he creates their hearts together, and maybe they'll come asking him, and he understands all of their deeds. So my karma, what's shat over here? If you want to suggest ilay mehachi karma, devar nahu, that he created lechulu all of them alma umiyachad libayhu, and he unifies their hearts kahadadi, and they all think in the same way. Ha kachazin love hachihu. We see that's not the case. People are very different. So that can't be pshat in the pasuk. So Ella, what's pshat in the pasuk? Ella love hachi ka'oma. So hayotze. So Rashi says over here that basically there's two pasukim. Basically, we're going back to the previous pasuk and reading it together with this pasuk. And it says in the previous pasuk that Shem is mashkiach. Basically, he's overseeing. So it means over here, hayotze means Hashem, the Creator, his roya, which is mashkiach, yachad libam. He sees the all of them together, and maybe I'll call ma'asehem. Basically, we're proving over here that basically Hashem sees them all together. He can do that in one glance. Okay, we will stop here.